Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
That was Mike Vrabel. Two ways to read that, Keith.
Yeah.
One is it's a shot at Elliot Wolf that we need good players because you don't have any.
Mm-hmm.
Or the two of them are already playing footsie with inside jokes.
I choose to view it as a positive that he insulted Elliot Wolf's roster. And when Elliot Wolf was like, hey, what kind of players do you think we need? And Vrabel told him, good ones.
Yeah, not the sucky ones you've been drafting,
correct,
Elliot. Get me good ones.
Yes. Don't love the fact that he has inside jokes with Elliot Wolf, although it is funny that his first press conference, the inside joke quickly became an outside joke. He let us all in on it.
It's true.
He's like, I want to say this to try to make one person laugh, but in fact, sort of tell you how I feel about the roster. Yeah, that's a general, like, we need good ones. Like, before we get into specifics, good ones. And you don't have a lot of good ones.
I mean, I get you can certainly view that as a dig at Wolf. I think the full context of some of those answers, it was not great. If you want Elliot Wolf gone, and I think this lends credence to what Charles Robinson reported yesterday.
Yeah, I don't know why Elliot Wolf has such pull with Robert Kraft and why
you need a
Mike
guy.
Vrabel is interested. But why does Mike Vrabel, what does he see in Elliot Wolf that he says, yeah, I'll work with this guy?
It might not be his choice.
Well, I thought he would have more say.
Yeah, I think he has say to, if I had to guess Ryan Cowden, he was asked directly about Ryan Cowden, personnel guy with him in Tennessee, who's now with the Giants. I bet he's going to get to bring a guy with him.
Yeah.
But they're not going to have final say away, I don't think.
Look, maybe he likes him, but I just feel like if Mike Vrabel said to Robert Kraft, hey, if you get rid of Elliott, I'll take the job. If you don't, I'm going to take the Raiders job. Don't you think Robert would have gotten rid of Elliott?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know what, but maybe that's just me sort of putting that out there. Maybe Mike Vrabel likes him.
Maybe.
And I don't really know why.
So again, Robinson
said, was it the Jalen Polk pick or the Baker pick?
I think it was both. Yeah. In totality.
The combo. Over Ladd McConkey was actually really where it came down to.
I'm hearing Giants personnel advisor Ryan Cowden is expected to be added to the Patriots personnel mix, but not with a GM title. The Patriots have never given out that title, by the way. Under Robert Kraft, they've never done it. I believe Elliot Wolf will retain personnel power. Important. Huh. However, Cowden's addition to the front office is Vrabel's preference. Dynamics will be interesting. And like just reading through, again, just some of the things I jotted down. Just looking for Elliot Wolf's name. Okay, he's going to laugh. We go on to get good players. We just played you that one. He was asked about roster control. We need a shared organizational vision. I've had conversations with Elliot. He was asked directly about Cowden. He said, Elliot and I have had conversations. Nothing's finalized. Things to be determined, blah, blah, blah. And then about having options. Could have gone to the Raiders. I think Robinson reported today, if the Cowboys job ever opened up, which, by the way, it is now, Mike McCarthy
how
out
about
in Dallas. That just happened in the last hour while we were playing the Vrabel press conference.
Really strange.
He was asked about all the options, and he said, well, I had an open dialogue with Robert and Jonathan. That was critical, along with Elliot and his staff.
Yeah, he's all over Elliot.
So I don't think Vrabel likes him, number one, and he's willing to work with him. Or number two, Vrabel's not going to have personnel power right away. So the Wolfpack survives, Keith.
Yes. He's the only one that I think you can confidently say that about. The rest of the front office and the rest of the coaching staff could all be gone.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we don't know. Like they didn't fire anybody besides Mayo, so it feels like it's all right. This is going to be up to Vrabel. But another way to looking at it is like it's up to Vrabel and Wolf. Like, who's going to stick around? Because he didn't really get into specifics, but I mean, you can imagine there's going to be quite a few other changes.
It's Jones and Keefe. We're obviously late from that press conference. It ran about 40 minutes, so we'll give you all our thoughts on it. 617-779-7937. A bunch of you waiting patiently. We'll get to you. What else jumped out? We said Vrabel gave you a lot of substance, which Mayo didn't.
Solid.
A lot of Elliott Wolf. What else jumped
overall
out?
I thought he was solid. One point I liked, and it reminds me of the old Patriot teams, and I'm not saying you want to just do a blueprint of that. However, they were very successful. Was his first point about, not his first point, but his point about taking advantage of other teams' mistakes.
Like,
that is such a great place to start, because Jerron Mayo highlighted all of the close games they were in. It's like, yeah, but you lost most of those close games. And there were plenty of times where you were the team that would make a stupid mistake, and then the other team would capitalize on that. And it doesn't mean that you're great, but it's a very easy way to get to, say, 500. And then from there, can you kind of build on it? Because there's so much parity in the league. There's the whole any given Sunday thing. Anybody can beat anybody and all this crap. And he made a point to say that's what we want to do, but he's not even sure that they're there. Like, he's looking at the roster, like, I'm not sure we can do that. But that jumped out to me, because if you can just take advantage of another dumb quarterback, how many years did the Patriots dominate bad quarterbacks? And half the league is bad quarterbacks.
20 years.
For 20 years, they just smoked bad quarterbacks and teams or dumb things other coaches would do, right? Like other coaches. And I think that's what happened this year, where a lot of teams saw how Jerron Mayo coached, and they may have won it that way. If you can win those close games, you can easily jump up 4 or 5 wins.
Well, I think he said that too. He was asked about Drake May. He said, my involvement is going to be as it relates to game management and situational awareness. So they want to be good in those spots. But he said, our goals are to win the AFC East, host home playoff games, and compete for championships. He made it clear, I'm not going to give a timeline on that.
Right.
But those are our goals. Then he said,
which is smart, because we held the Mayo thing. I guarantee you we're going to win more than 4 games. Right. Like, you don't want to do that.
Don't put an artificial goal or set a limit on it. He did say right now we want to be good enough to take advantage of bad football. That's where we'll start. He said, I'm not sure we're good enough to do that right now.
No.
And so
I think that's solid.
I thought that was interesting. He said it was important to him to go forge his own path.
Yes.
Not just come here. He said if the opportunity ever came where I'd go to New England, it would happen. But I thought it was important to forge my own path.
I don't look at that as a shot at Mayo. I think he's more speaking like just of his own experience.
I think it's a shot at a lot of guys on the Bill tree, to be honest.
Well, maybe. I think, but it's a good juxtaposition, because he was a player for Bill, never coached for Bill.
Right.
But he went to Ohio State. He went to Houston. He went to Tennessee. Even this last year, like, he wasn't completely out of football. Now, I don't know how much credit you give him for being around that horrible Cleveland team, but it was still another network. Like, it was working with Kevin Stefanski, meeting a lot more people. So it kind of broadened his horizons. Whereas when Jerron Mayo took the job, it's like, who do you know? I know Covington. You're like, okay, great. Okay. Like, anybody else? Like,
terrific.
Not really. I worked with Curran on Quickslants. They're like, okay.
Okay.
Anything else?
Boy, he went on and on about Karen.
Yes.
They all love Karen.
He's very complimentary of Karen.
And Kraft loves Rabel's wife.
Yeah, he's got a big bouquet of flowers. A lot of flowers.
Careful there. Both you guys, you're married guys.
So here's what if I'm in that situation and I'm Vrabel's wife, I got to hold these flowers now for the next how long?
Yeah.
Then what?
Oh, Karen, hello.
Robert.
What do you do with the flowers?
Robert walks out the back of the room. They're just in a garbage bin. He's like, what?
She's like, what are these? Like, you want me to carry these around Foxborough all day?
Yeah, wherever you go, all day long.
Man.
These are from Thundercat.
It's a great idea, but please.
617-779-7937. We'll get into your phone calls. More thoughts on Mike Vrabel. His introductory press conference just happened within the last 15 minutes or so. It wrapped up. We'll get to it next.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you. So listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.